If you have children in school, chances are they've carried home fuzzy math assignments. Fuzzy math encourages kids to find their own ways to solve problems. It doesn't give them a single strategy for getting an answer. It also turns out fuzzy math not only drives parents crazy, it also confounds mathematicians. So for the past 2 years, a group of experts has been working to put an end to all the fuzziness. The National Mathematics Advisory Panel was appointed by President Bush to decide the math skills students need to compete in the 21st century. The panel's final report is due out tomorrow. But if you want a glimpse of how a top-notch math curriculum is working right now, the place to go is Massachusetts. NPR's Claudio Sanchez has the story.
Making sure every high school graduate has learned advanced math skills is one thing. But immersing 3- and 4-year-olds in the world of numbers and algorithms?
Sean, you need to sit, please. Look at my face when you're talking to me.
Look, he's breaking.
Welcome to Meg Makita Johnson's preschool class in Boston's West Zone Early Learning Center in Jamaica Plain.
You want to try to do that? If we had 4 and we counted on 3 more, how many do you think we would have?
3 and 4 make 7.
You're right, exactly.
Johnson has seen many education trends come and go, but she thinks teaching little kids math is here to stay.
One more.
This is the first solid, you know, research-based curriculum that we've had, and I've been teaching 21 years, young children. So these kids have these, you know, very solid foundations.
6 and 8 we have. Let's count. We know that's 4. Let's count on.
It's not drill and kill. There are lots of games, like Mr. Mix-Up, a hand puppet that children love to correct because he never gets anything right. Then there's Dinosaur Shop, where kids buy little plastic dinosaurs from a glass bowl with Monopoly money.
You and a partner buy and sell dinosaurs.
And that's adding and subtracting, and they're doing it by playing. And they think that they're geniuses, and they are, I think. And the geometry piece, they know if they put their little finger like this and it makes an L on the corner, this shape has a right angle.
This is real-world math, says Johnson, and it's catapulting these kids' understanding of mathematics way beyond everybody's expectations.
I'm completely blown away by the progress these kids have made.
Using your fingers, like when we do snapshots.
Ms. Johnson's classroom may be a window to the future of math education, but Wilfred Schmidt, mathematics professor at Harvard University, says that as a country, the United States today is playing catch-up.
Very much so. I mean, that will certainly be our message.
Schmidt is one of 25 members on the National Math Advisory Panel that has just wrapped up a 2-year study of mathematics education in the United States. The panel's task was to recommend the best way to improve mathematics instruction and identify the problems that stand in the way. For example, the panel found that overall, math instruction in the U.S. is weak and incoherent because it's based on a hodgepodge of state standards, which are often watered down. There's also little or no continuity to what kids learn grade to grade. Schmidt says it's been this way ever since well-intentioned reformers introduced a radical idea.
That somehow we can teach mathematical thinking without the children actually being able to calculate. That is just folly.
Schmidt says students need both. Just as importantly, schools need to reduce the number of math topics they cover every year and focus longer, more deeply, on a few. That's what schools in the top-achieving countries do, says Schmidt. It's one reason students in some European and Asian countries do so much better in math than students in the U.S.
The contrast is absolutely striking. I mean, in Singapore, there is no argument that kids should remember multiplication tables. There's no argument that they should be able to do long addition. Bears no resemblance to what is being done in these high-achieving countries.
The Bush administration's interest in math education was driven by the drumbeat about how China and India, for example, are producing more mathematicians, scientists, and engineers. To keep up with these countries, the National Math Advisory Panel says the U.S. must create a much bigger talent pool of mathematicians in its public schools. And to do that, says Schmidt, schools must absolutely focus on two things: algebra, the gateway to higher-level mathematics, and fractions, the gateway to algebra.
So in middle school, children need to be very comfortable adding fractions, multiplying fractions, and also knowing what these operations mean. That is the best preparation for algebra.
And yet, by middle school, no more than 25% of students in the U.S. are taking real algebra. And worse, says Schmidt,
the teaching of fractions is, as far as we can see, sort of the biggest problem, the biggest obstacle.
but not at Boston's Washington's Irving Middle School.
What do we call all of those expressions if they don't look the same, but they equal the same thing? Jeffrey.
Equivalent.
Equivalent expressions, very good, okay.
This is Shelley Pick's eighth grade algebra class. Not only are her students well-grounded in fractions, they're zooming right along in algebra.
Talking about the number 12, that was easy. Everyone should have had no problem doing that. We have no problem. Easy, piece of cake.
Today, Pick is using an overhead projector to show the dimensions of a swimming pool. The problem she's posed requires that students come up with three different ways of mathematically expressing the number 12, using division, multiplication, or subtraction. These 13 and 14-year-olds are hooked.
What did you do to put it into expanded form?
Jawari. Distributed.
What do you mean you distributed it?
So you multiply 3 times x times 3 times 4.
Ms. Pick has only been teaching
three years,
and by all accounts, she's turned out to be a terrific math teacher. So does it matter that she doesn't have a math degree? The national panel couldn't answer that question. It's not exactly clear what should go into preparing a good math teacher. What is clear is that students' interest in math absolutely depends on engaging, creative teachers who really know their math. Otherwise, says Pick, kids get bored and frustrated.
They say, you know what? Math is hard for me. I didn't get it that way, and I'm done. I don't like math. I'm bad at math. That's the kind of attitude you see.
That attitude may be the biggest obstacle of all, because unless it changes, the push for a more coherent, rigorous math curriculum may not be enough for U.S. students to catch up to their peers abroad. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.